I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, difficulties mount and believers respond in the Middle East. Then later, we'll hear how collaboration works in a ministry context. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, midweek strikes from Israel and Iran have damaged critical energy fields across the Gulf, including in Qatar and Iran. As the economic toll of the war spreads across the world, so too do the psychological and human costs. Fadi Sharaiha with the MENA Leadership Center recognizes people growing numb to living under sirens, missiles, and drone strikes.
If you are going through trauma, what happens is you justify the trauma or you normalize it. This is really a dangerous, I would say, mental health concern that I have for people.
You've seen the brute numbers of the war, but Sharaiha notes,
the first casualty in a war is truth. So nobody knows really the numbers.
Yet the fact remains that every person killed was made in God's image. As the body of Christ, direct your prayers in several big picture ways. Please pray as you listen to this rapid fire list.
Please pray for the peace in the Middle East. Please pray for those people who are being displaced, like 1 million people in Lebanon.
Then pray for endurance for Christians in the Gulf region.
It's very easy to lose focus and faith whenever you're going through a trauma or a war or a conflict.
And finally, ask God to use his church around the world to speak the true hope of Christ. Next, in Libya, 97% of the population are Sunni Muslims, and everyday conversations about religion present natural opportunities to share the gospel in the midst of Christian persecution from family and from ISIS. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
it's a very natural thing to bring up religion, and it's part of many conversations. And so even just being physically present as a teacher, as an oil company worker, as whatever, you will have opportunities to have those kind of seed planting conversations.
As Libyans work to reach people around them with the gospel, it's important for unbelievers to see local converts.
Important that it not be seen as, well, these people were influenced by Westerners or Americans or whatever, but that they are Libyans.
Libyans can show that following Jesus isn't just something for foreigners.
They are part of the Libyan culture, and they follow Jesus Christ. In the minds of a lot of people in that part of the world, that's a pretty mind-blowing concept, that you could be a Libyan and be a follower of Jesus Christ.
Please pray that believers in Libya will be faithful witnesses of Jesus in the midst of persecution. And finally, ministry collaboration is in Mission Aviation Fellowship's DNA. In Lesotho, MAF partners with Lesotho Flying Doctors and Lesotho Mountain Discipleship for emergency medical flights, patient care, and long-term discipleship. But why doesn't this kind of collaboration happen more between ministries in the missions world? MAF Lesotho Director and Pilot Joe Adams says,
I think the challenges that we see is lack of collaboration and communication, as well as probably sometimes people think, oh, you know, our way is the best way. The way that we do it is better.
MAF isn't just a transportation provider, but also a connector.
We're kind of a hub for the missions community and the people who are doing the kind of work that we support. So we can say, hey, you know what? This is a farming initiative over here. And I just heard from Lesotho Mountain Discipleship that there's really 4 farming practices in this particular village. I wonder if we could connect those people.
Recently, MAF flew a group of rural believers to a 2-day expository preaching seminar in the capital city, Maseru.
And it just wouldn't have been even physically possible for them to attend that training if we didn't have the aircraft.
Please pray for believers around the world to work together in unity and to remain rooted in Christ as they serve. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Pray that we're protected from the adversary and from our own pride, but also that we would abide. And that's how we're protected from the adversary. You know, when we're in Christ, we're unassailable.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.